All right, you ready for this?
This is as close to magic as you'll ever see.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the bowl starts like this, an empty bowl. And to the empty bowl, we add some water.
A lot of water.
Yes. So the water goes inside.
Is this magic sand?
Oh, this is, well, it's all magic in Kobrick's hands, all right? So here is the sand. Here, take a look at that nice, dry sand. Got it?
Very nice,
yes. All right,
yes.
Nice. So the sand goes inside here. Okay, so there's the sand there. A little bit of red, no
yes.
speaking. And followed by a little bit of
Yellow.
A little yellow will go inside.
Oh, wait till you see this.
No speaking.
Oh, wait till you see this.
And a little bit of
blue.
Nice. All right, so a little bit of blue in there, no speaking.
Oh, my God.
No, don't talk. All right, so now look at this. We mix it around like this. Oh, magic sand. And now, go ahead, Mark, call out a color.
Yellow.
Would it not be amazing if in this bowl that you saw there are no partitions or anything, I could just reach down inside and pull out, yes, ladies and gentlemen, dry yellow sand. Would you like, there's
look
the dry.
That.
Go ahead, pick another color.
Blue.
Perfect. All right, so look at this. Oh my gosh, would you look, it is dry blue sand. And
how
finally, pick another color.
Red.
I'm so glad you picked it. Mixed
how
in
does
with
that
a little.
Do that?
There's a little
it
bit.
It didn't absorb any of the
isn't
water.
Isn't that amazing? Ta-da.
In there, it almost looks solid.
It looks very cool, doesn't it? All right. So you got the benefit that everybody else didn't get to see, so let's show them what it looks like, all right?
Okay.
So this was an old trick that the legend has that the Egyptians used to do. This is a sand, you can kind of see what's going on here, that has been treated, believe it or not, with a substance like Scotchgard.
Really?
So you put the sand down on the table and you treat it with Scotchgard. It makes it a hydrophobic or a water-fearing kind of sand.
Oh,
so this
awesome.
Is when you go outside. So
you
know
you
how it beads up. So watch this as we pour a little of this in. Look at this. Here
I thought
is,
it was congealing into like a
isn't
solid
amazing?
Of some kind. Look at that.
There.
I mean, it just kind of stacks up and
is
it looks
the blue.
Like.
Is that amazing? So it's in there. Now it's okay. I know you have anchor hands, but you can roll up your sleeves just a little bit. It's in your contract not to get you wet, but. I think
yeah,
okay.
Like it's also in there not to set me on fire.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened.
All right,
happened.
So just reach in there and pick
like
some of
this?
That up. Yeah, try some of that. Oh, there it is. It literally,
get out.
Look at this. And there is your dry sand.
Look at that.
That's just amazing.
That is
so,
amazing.
So when you reach in and pull, it literally just stays completely dry. So as you start to come up, look at this, and there it is. And there is your dry sand.
That is
so if
just
we're teaching
amazing.
Kids about the property of Scotchgard, it's as close as your like your local Target store or one of those. Or if you Google magic sand, you'll see a lot of different things that are there. So a cool toy that's truly a science toy, but it can kind of have a little magic slant to it as well.
It's hydrophobic.
Hydrophobic meaning water
fearing.
Right? Hydrophilic would be water loving. So we would say like cotton, for example, absorbs the water. But in a glass like this, you can kind of see what happens. Grab the red that's over there.
Okay.
You want to.
Right.
Yeah, so as you pour that in, go ahead and hold it up, and as you pour it in, you can kind of just see the little sand castles that you can kind of make inside. But literally, as it touches, there it is. And so it just stays nice and dry. Isn't that fun?
Isn't
so you can just build
amazing.
Little sand castles.
That is
isn't
just
that great?
Remarkable.
I love the idea of being able to scoop in and kind of pull some of it out. So they say the ancient Egyptians would be able to reach in and pull out dry sand. And
the crowd
wow,
would be
amazing.
Amazed.
You know what? You could do this at the 9 News picnic if you wanted to.
I
right?
could.
So
I'd be very entertaining.
Nobody would be watching. They're all working right
you know,
now. So we could put you in a little corner of the table.
If you have grandchildren, all of this stuff, it is your grandchildren just can't get enough of it. Can I do this? Same thing?
Absolutely.
Oh, and
so
it
you literally
returns?
Just pour the water off. So you see how it beads up? So again, just a little bit of Scotchgard. If you want to make your own, but I have a feeling that you know you head to Target and you find some or you know any of those stores and you kind of see what that looks like.
Look at that.
And you are gonna see you're gonna do the news a little bit later on, and it's
yes.
People are gonna say, why does he have red hands? And you're gonna say it
but,
was magic.
But I'm not on fire and
no.
There's no holes in my clothing, which is typically what happens, which makes me fire phobic, right?
This is exactly
hydrophobic. I'm
I just tell him about the website while we're at it.